panel. We're charged with addressing, having listened to how we got here, what here is. Where are we? What's the current status of credit default swaps as people on the panel understand it? You've seen the panelists. We've got a very impressive panel. And we're not going to do it the same format. We are each going to just sit where we are and talk to each other about where here is. So I don't know who wants to start. Steve, maybe you could start. You're in the market. Can you tell us what your observations are about where we are today?
Absolutely. Thanks, Bill. My name is Steve Kuppenheimer. I'm CEO of FSI Capital. I thought the first panel did a very good job of describing the background of CDS and how we got here. In terms of where we are now, clearly this is an extremely challenging time for credit default swaps. You have shrinking notional amount of contracts, a shrinking number of participants in the world, and spreads at historic wides. And you also have uncertainty about the future structure of the market as well as the regulation of that market. That being said, the market has operated largely as designed this year despite the credit crunch and despite significant credit events. And I believe that credit default swaps have, in large part, demonstrated their usefulness as a credit tool and as a liquidity instrument in a highly complex market, and will be here to stay. In terms of some of the details of where we are, in terms of I mentioned the declining size of outstanding notional, the market peaked at over $60 trillion of notional outstanding in probably mid to late 2007, and is currently down to about $33 trillion. And there's a number of causes for that, which I expect to continue into 2009. Primarily is just kind of the deleveraging across the world out of credit in 2008, where people are reducing their exposure to credit, especially levered credit. Also significant has been the consolidation of the industry, both in terms of credits, meaning one company merges into another. Now you used to have protection on two names. Now you just need protection on one. And maybe even more noticeable from a volume perspective, consolidation of dealers. So, instead of, Goldman having a contract with Bear Stearns, who then hedges that contract with J.P. Morgan, now, Bear Stearns is part of J.P. Morgan. So you just got rid of, one contract there. And, with Lehman Brothers going bankrupt or Bear Stearns merging with J.P. Morgan or Merrill Lynch with B of A, and Wachovia with Wells, you're seeing a lot of reduction just by reduction of the major dealers in the space. In terms of spreads, spreads started 2008 at approximately 80 basis points. I'm referring primarily to investment grade 5-year credit default swap paper, which is probably the most common CDS. And currently spreads are, approximately 280 basis points, which are record-wide levels. Again, I don't see, I think that trend will continue. I don't know that they'll go much wider, but I think that they will remain wide while, there's uncertainty about the future of the markets. In terms of structural uncertainty, I think a lot's been said about will there be a central clearinghouse? And if so, what will that look like, and what will the counterparty risk be for the central clearinghouse? It's largely been a very healthy discussion. I think when you look at the concern over Lehman's bankruptcy in terms of settlement of the credit default swaps that they had exposure to versus what actually happened, I think it took some of the kind of emergency pressure off of forming a clearinghouse immediately, and I think now people are taking more time. There's also some question about some of the definitions, what constitutes a default, thus triggering a payment. Specifically, I think you'll see debate over the autos, GM, Ford, Chrysler, with respect to what actions that those companies take or is taken on them would actually constitute a payment event under the credit default swap. I think other people here will probably talk about the interpretation of terms such as restructuring, but I think that's an event that'll play out early next year. And some of the things that were discussed in the last panel, I think you've got a real decrease in faith in ratings and a real decrease in faith in correlation assumptions, which, you know, are two things that were at the core of the growth and the analysis, the risk analysis of the entire CDS market really since inception. And I think both those things are both ratings structure and how the companies operate, as well as correlation assumptions and models, are going to be changing a great deal going forward. So, to summarize, there's major hurdles for the CDS market. That being said, I think it's operated largely as designed this year, and is here to stay.
Thanks, Steve. Bala, would you like to describe any accounting issues which Justin hasn't already talked about?
Sure.
As you see the situation today?
Yes, I will. Thank you. Thank you, Bill. It is working. Yeah, I think I'm going to use the slides and is there a clicker for this?
I think this is it.
That must be it. Okay, perfect.